ask you, folks, be here for prayer. Come early for prayer. Amen. We want to see a move of God. It's not going to happen without prayer. It's not going to happen, folks. Come on. Hallelujah. There's a lot coming against the church today. We need to stand together. Amen. We need to stand strong together. And that we need to be a praying church. Hallelujah. You want your life blessed, folks. Seek the Lord. I want to read from John chapter 3 and Matthew chapter 7. John chapter 3, Matthew chapter 7. John 3, 16. For God so loved the world. He still loves it. Amen. That he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. That believeth is you believe that he is real and you believe the things he says to do, you must do. Come on. Matthew 7, 13 and 14. You can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad, and its gate is wide for many who chose that way. But the gate to life is very narrow, and the road is difficult, and only a few ever find it. Amen. What does that scripture tell you? Anybody can go to hell. Not everybody can go to heaven. You know what? Understand something. Everything in life is a choice. Right? You can choose how you want to live. You can choose how you want to act. You can choose how you want to think. You can choose to be a hard worker, or you can choose to be lazy. Come on. You can choose to better yourself, or you can choose to blame others. That wasn't in my notes. That's free. I want to speak to you tonight. Don't ignore God's roadblocks to hell. Don't ignore God's roadblocks to hell. Let's pray. Lord, we love you. We ask God right now that you'll speak to every heart here tonight. God, I'm so thankful for what I felt here tonight. And Lord, I believe you have a word, Lord, for each one of us here. I pray right now, God, that you'll speak to every heart here tonight. Anoint your servant and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. A lot of people choose to not believe in hell. Do you know I believe it's spoken of in the Bible about 54 times, 50 plus times. God talks about hell. Folks, understand this tonight. God isn't willing that any should perish and go to hell. He doesn't want anybody to go to hell. So he has placed things between sinners and hell to keep them from going there. And the only things that serve as roadblocks between sinners and hell are things God has placed there. The only things serving as roadblocks between sinners and heaven are things that sinners with the aid of Satan have placed there. Things such as pride. Things like good works. Personal opinions. Everybody's got them. Stubbornness. But let's look at what God has placed. The roadblocks that God has put before us. See, many of us, I'm sure, have seen roadblocks. Roadblocks are used for our safety, for our welfare. And they keep us from harm. They keep us from danger. You would be foolish to run past a roadblock and die in crash of flames. Yet people today are doing this very thing every day. The Bible says there is a place called hell. Hell is a place of fire. Hell is a place of torment. The figures used in the Bible to describe hell presents to us a terrible condition for those destined to go there. Jude calls it blackness of darkness. Jesus calls it outer darkness. Peter described it as chains of darkness. Hell, folks, will be a land where the sun never shines and the day never comes. A place of darkness and nighttime forever. That's a long time. Imagine having to hear the Lord Jesus say, as he says in Matthew 22, verse 13, "Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot and take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Hell is also described as a furnace of fire, a place of everlasting fire, and a land of unquenchable fire. See, there are some that say, but surely God is too good and too loving to permit a person to suffer in hell. Have you ever heard that kind of stuff? Well, I challenge you tonight. Okay? I challenge you to put your finger on a red hot stove and see if God is too good to keep you from getting burned. I challenge you. Jesus says of those who reject God's plan of salvation in Matthew 25, verse 46, "And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal." If anyone who hears this message ends up in a place of outer darkness, you will go there over the love of God, the warning of God, the cross of Calvary, the prayers of God's people, the preaching of the gospel. If you go to hell, you went there over all of that. Hell is an awful place. And it is not God's will that any go there. So, He has set up roadblocks designed to help the sinner turn back from his downward path. You see, folks, we can bypass them if we choose, but God has done His part to help us reach heaven. Hell, understand me tonight, folks, hell was originally designed for Satan and his angels. But since man insists on living in sin, he also will go to this dreadful place when man will not follow the things that God says. I tell you, folks, if we want to know how to get to heaven, we better look into the Word of God and find out what did He tell the disciples to preach, because I got to make heaven my home. Come on. It wasn't designed for me or you. See, we have to understand, it is important for us to know what the Word of God says. You see, the whole human race was destined for hell. Why? Because of sin of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. God knew, folks, that this creation was doomed to hell as a result of sin. And I'm telling you tonight, God did not intend it for us. When God created Adam and Eve, He created them to live forever. It's because of disobedience that man is destined for hell. And God still does not desire that. And so He's given us things. He's given us routes to take and roadblocks and say, I don't want you to go this way, because if you go this way, you're going to find yourself in that place that I designed for the devil and all of his fallen angels. He loved His creation so much that He took the necessary steps to redeem them back to Him. You see, it wasn't going to be an easy task, amen? But it could be done. Sin entered into the bloodline of humanity as a result of fallen Adam and Eve. And since the life of all flesh is in the blood, understand me tonight, that meant that all human blood is contaminated. There is a quiet an alarm today in the world over COVID-19 contamination. COVID-19 has killed many who had it. But folks, this has nothing to do, nothing. This is nothing compared to sin. Amen. Sin has killed more people in the world than any other thing. The number one killer in the world today is not COVID-19 or heart failure or put whatever you want in there. It is sin. The only way possible to bring man back to God was that someone had to be born without sin, which is passed on to man into the bloodline. Who could this person be? Who could do this tonight? There was not a man on earth who could make it happen. But aren't you glad tonight that God, and all things are possible with God? And since God is pure, amen, amen, the holy, He is pure, He's holy, He is free from sin. He had a plan in His mind. His master plan was redemption. It's simple with Him. And since He created all things by His Word, amen, I spoke to you this morning about the Word of God. Amen, folks, God takes it serious because He has spoken all things into place, into being. He would use His Word to make it happen. So God, amen, moved by His Spirit and spoke into the womb of a virgin by the name of Mary. And Mary, the Bible says, would conceive and bring forth a child whose blood was not contaminated by sin. It would be the purpose of this child to die, to shed its blood as a covering for the sins of humanity. The blood of this child would be of the Spirit of God. It would be pure. It would be holy. It would contain the life of God. This was the way Christ was born. Born, folks, of a virgin, Mary. The blood that flowed in His veins was pure blood. Jesus Christ was born to be the sacrifice, to die on Calvary. Why? For the redemption of the human race. He would, in essence, be the second Adam to replace the first Adam who fell into sin. The whole purpose and mission of Jesus Christ was to die on a cross as the Lamb of God for the salvation of the human race. Let's worship Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Christ was not born to live life of longevity. He was born to die. He was born to give life to the human race. And at the age of 33 and a half years old, Jesus began His steps to Calvary. Amen. His body was bruised and bleeding. The Roman soldiers nailed Him to a cross by driving nails into His hands and His feet. Jesus hung on the cross for 6 hours. Hear me tonight. He hung on the cross for 6 hours. 1 hour for every 1,000 years given to man. Man's time on earth is 6,000 years. A closer look at Calvary tonight. The crowns of thorns was placed on the head of Christ with force by Roman soldiers. Thorns about 3 inches long jabbed into His scalp and trickles down the blood that flowed down His face. It ran down the sides of His face. Blood began to stream from the wounds in His hand and would run down the arms. Amen, folks. And down His side, blood streamed down His back that was laid open by the Roman whip. Jesus was naked and covered in blood. Amen. The cross was covered in blood. The ground was covered in blood. And Jesus finally hung His head and died. A Roman soldier took a spear and rammed it into the sides of Jesus, and out came blood and water. It was a messy scene. Folks, it was a grisly scene. It was a ghastly scene. Blood was everywhere. Was this grisly scene necessary? I'm telling you tonight, folks, it was necessary. Jesus, amen, it was the blood from God. It was a pure blood. And this was the life of God being poured out for the sins of humanity. The whole purpose of this event, what was to keep men and women out of hell. What a sacrifice. What a tremendous cost. This is God's roadblock to hell. You see, when a sinner believes, when a sinner accepts what Jesus did on Calvary and repents of their sin, they can't escape the damnation of hell. When a sinner is born again of the water and of the Spirit, they become a different person. Their sins will be covered by what? The blood of Jesus Christ. Folks, it is simple. The high cost has already been paid. It was paid. How? By the blood of Jesus Christ. It was paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. Now the whole world could go free. Now we have many fools today, folks, who reject the cross of Jesus Christ. We have many fools today who reject the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. We have many fools today who reject the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen, folks, and they discard the roadblocks of hell. They go beyond the roadblocks and crash into a fiery hell. They discard the warning signs. They discard their own safety. Their life is out of control, and they skid on into eternity without God. You see, they wake up in hell. Fire is rolling over them. The fiery worms of hell are eating at them. What a pitiful sight. What a pitiful, pitiful sight, folks. Some are screaming in hell. Some are crying in hell. Some are moaning in hell. Some are gnashing their teeth. And some are praying. You say, Pastor Roberts, do you mean people will pray in hell? Yes, they are. The Bible says the rich man prayed in hell. You see, his prayers, though, folks, were not answered. People pray in hell to no avail. Their prayers came too late. They crashed through the roadblocks and they landed in hell. People will start praying the first 5 seconds in hell, folks. The atheist will pray in hell. The sinner will pray in hell. Amen. The backslider will pray in hell. The adulterer will pray in hell. The fornicator will pray in hell. The sex offender will pray in hell. The drug addict will pray in hell. The murderer will pray in hell. The sorcerer will pray in hell. The liar will pray in hell. The extortioner will pray in hell. The thief will pray in hell. The reveler will pray in hell. And the effeminate will pray in hell. The roadblock to hell is the cross of Jesus Christ. Folks, listen to me. What more could God do to keep sinners from hell? You see, he gave his life on a cross as the roadblock to hell. And folks, if you are so drug crazed, if you are so numb with sin to reject the roadblock to hell, then you are the world's biggest fool. You see, the blood of Jesus Christ can keep you out of hell. The love of Jesus Christ can keep you out of hell. The grace of Jesus Christ can keep you out of hell. The mercy of God can keep you out of hell. Don't go beyond the roadblock. You need to stop at the roadblock. Don't go beyond the cross of Calvary. You see, many people today have stopped at the roadblock to hell. They have stopped at Calvary. They have stopped at the cross of Jesus. They have turned around and went the other way. They have spared themselves from the fire of hell. They are now traveling the avenue of heaven. Come on. God can turn your life around today, folks. God can turn your life around today, backslider. Amen. Please, folks, do not ignore the roadblocks to hell that stand in this house tonight. Come on, God has done everything He can to keep you out of hell. What more could He do? What more can He do? He gave His life so that we don't go to hell. Come on. He gave His life. He took a beating. He took those thorns jabbed in His head. Just think about that. Nails driven in His hands and in His ankles. Can you imagine that? After that whipping had probably killed many people, He did all that He can so that you won't spend eternity in hell. How about it tonight, folks? I'm asking you to not ignore the roadblocks to hell. This is your opportunity. You can walk out this building tonight and be the last time you ever walk into this place again. But you don't have to walk out of here the same way you came in. Come on. God is pleading tonight for you to come to this altar and say, God, thank You for that roadblock. God, thank You, God, for all that You've done for me. Come on, we have so much to be thankful for tonight. This altar's open to anybody, amen, that wants to come up and say, God, I thank You for the roadblock. God, I thank You for going to that cross for me. I thank You, Lord, for shedding that pure blood for me.